My guest at this time is Dr. Mike Evans. He is a Middle East policy expert, longtime personal friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he is the author of numerous books on the Middle East, including Atomic Iran, as well as Jimmy Carter, the Liberal Left, and World Chaos. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of major stories. Number one, Mahmoud Abbas, the head of Fatah and the Palestinian president, reuniting with Hamas at the very same time he denounces the Holocaust, which Hamas denies ever happened. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warning Israel that it needs to get behind a two-state solution or else it will be branded as an apartheid state. And Dr. Evans, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. Good to be back.
Let's start with the U.S. involvement here. And John Kerry obviously was trying to forge some sort of a progress on a two-state solution in the Middle East. He didn't get it. And now that Mahmoud Abbas, as we mentioned, has embraced Hamas once again, Israel has no interest in working towards much of anything. And as a result, John Kerry saying that if, in fact, this current situation persists and there's not a two-state solution, Israel will be branded an apartheid state, which, of course, immediately raises memories of South Africa. What do you make of Kerry's characterization?
Well, it brings memories back of Arthur Neville Chamberlain in 1937, who capitulated Adolf Hitler. Listen, what the heck is he talking about? Number one, for him to make a statement that a two-state solution will create an apartheid state if they don't take it, this is completely outrageous. Israel, he's telling Israel, if you don't cave into a terror state, which, by the way, Mahmoud Abbas, I know him. His name used to be Abu Mazen. He was the chief financial officer of the Munich massacre. So what has he done now? He's gone from the PLO terrorist organization to joining arms with Hamas. Hamas, a terrorist organization, according to U.S., EU, U.K., and Canada. Hamas, who supported Osama bin Laden and condemned the United States for killing him. Hamas, which is affiliated with Al-Qaeda, the Army of Islam, who's done all the attacks in Egypt, from a wounding 130 in 2013 to the March 13, 2008 attack. Hamas, the terrorist organization that denies the Holocaust, Hamas that's launched over 5,000 missiles at the State of Israel. Listen, Greg, what this is about, it's terror strategy. It works like this. Israel, you give us what we want, or we'll kill you. We'll kill you. And therefore, he's going back to full-blown terror. They've done it many times before, and they're doing it again. And so what does John Kerry do? Instead of condemning them, instead of going after them, he goes after Israel. Israel, what's wrong with you? Jeez, just because they want to kill you, and by the way, on the week of the Holocaust Memorial, they want to blow you up. This reminds me of a debate I had with Al Sharpton on MSNBC, Hardball. I said, Sharpton was supporting Hamas and the PLO. I said, Al Sharpton, I want you to put on your mayor hat. Now you're the mayor of Harlem. The Ku Klux Klan has just fired 5,000 missiles into Harlem. There are wounded and dead black people all over the city of Harlem. And by the way, the Ku Klux Klan says blacks cannot go into any town or village or city or state that the Ku Klux Klan is in. Now, I want you to defend the rights of the Ku Klux Klan. That was one of the first times in my life Al Sharpton was quiet. What this Secretary of State has done right now, he sent the signal to all the bad actors. He sent it to Putin in Russia. He sent it to Iran. He sent it to North Korea. He sent it to Syria and Al-Qaeda. We're afraid. We're weak. Come after us. It's insane. It's completely outrageous.
If, in fact, the United States is making Israel out to be the bad actor in these failed negotiations, where does that leave Israel with friends and leverage as this ongoing standoff continues?
Listen, Benjamin Netanyahu has never been liked by Obama. He was never liked by the Clintons because of moral clarity. This man, his heroes were Churchill and Reagan. And these liberals, lefts, have always hated this guy and hated his moral clarity. What's his problem? You see white and black. You don't see shades of gray. You don't want to negotiate with people that are killing you. How many terror attacks have happened in Israel There's too many to name. I could name dozens of them by Hamas. And so now the terror organization, the PLO, has joined with the terror organization Hamas, and the Secretary of State is telling Israel, you can become an apartheid state. For what? For being a Jewish state? Please tell them that to the Muslim states. Saudi Arabia, I've been there. Don't you dare carry a Bible there or wear a cross. You can carry a Bible and wear a cross in Israel. What the heck is he talking about? John Kerry has lost his mind. He has damaged American foreign policy with one swift stroke of his tongue worldwide, globally. It's unbelievable that he would be so shameful to say what he said.
You mentioned early on in our conversation, Dr. Evans, that the facts show that Mahmoud Abbas, or Abu Mazen, as he was formerly known, has had strong connections to terrorist activity, including the attack on the Israeli athletes at the 1972 Olympics. In recent years, of course, he's been branded in the media and by the international community as the more moderate part of the Palestinian movement, and Hamas has been the more radical part. And so coming together, it would seem that he's risking some credibility by embracing a group that a lot of folks see as radicals. So why do you think he's deciding to do this now?
Because Arafat did the same thing. I was at the peace accord in February 28, 93 at the White House when Arafat said, I do this for the peace of the brave, and everybody clapped, but they didn't know Arabic. In Arabic, it's for the blood of the martyrs. This is all a little game you play back and forth. Listen, Hamas charter calls for the annihilation of every Jew in Israel. And Hamas calls for a Holocaust against the Jews. Its leaders have declared that Allah punished the Jews by means of the Germans, and now it's the turn for Islamic nations to punish them once again. It's completely bizarre. John Kerry needs to apologize to the state of Israel. Here's a democracy that Arabs lived in very happily in Israel, better than anywhere in the Muslim world, and because they won't embrace a terror state and people that want to destroy them, John Kerry now calls them an apartheid state. He needs to go back to school. He doesn't even know the meaning of the word apartheid. That's nuts. Israel has never been an apartheid state. It's not an apartheid state. And you sure don't chastise the state of Israel because they don't want to get in bed with terrorists. I mean, if you're going to go with that logic, you might as well apologize to Osama bin Laden's family. Heavens, what did you kill him for? What are you, some kind of apartheid state? The guy just wanted something. Couldn't you negotiate with him? Why did you have to kill him? And why are you killing the Taliban, by the way?
What happens now? What, given the breakdown of the talks, given the reuniting here of Hamas and Fatah, what do you expect?
Terror with a big T. You have Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is embedded in Hamas. So now what did they just get? They just got a free ticket to Bethlehem and Jericho. They just got a free ticket to Ramallah. So Al-Qaeda is going to start circling Israel big time. You're going to have an acceleration of terror. Abbas has just played the T card. He's just played the terror card. And Kerry just played the Chamberlain card. He basically told Hamas, oh, I understand. I feel your pain. He sided with terror against the state of Israel. So it's going to accelerate terror. It's going to accelerate it against Jews globally. It's going to accelerate against the state of Israel. Thank you very much, John Kerry. Wonderful job you did going over there and kissing up to these terrorists. And once they pull out their swords and their guns, then you side with them against the only democracy in the Middle East. Wonderful. Lovely.
Dr. Evans, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Have a nice day, Greg.
Dr. Mike Evans is a Middle East policy expert. He's a longtime personal friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the author of numerous well-selling books, including Atomic Iran and Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left, and World Chaos. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.